All right,
Absolutely.
So welcome, Don Stratton. It's great to have you here today.
No, thank you. It's good to be here.
Yes. So what would you say your message is?
Never give up.
Never give up.
It's really what it comes down to in the end is never give up on your dream.
Mm.
You know, the everything that I've built and everything that I've done over the last, you know, 15 years to put me where I'm at now is based around that.
Mm.
And most of the people that I help today are people who are right on that verge of, I'm either going to break through or I'm done.
Mm.
And so we help them to break through and keep going.
Mm. So what would you help them do? Like, what do you help people do?
But we build and manage and train sales teams. And so when a coach or a consultant is either needing to grow beyond where they are or just flat needs help getting those first few clients, we can help them put together a sales process.
Mm. Okay, so do you bring the salespeople to them, or do they bring the salespeople to you and you train those people?
Right, we can do both.
Okay.
So either or, if they've already got a sales team, we will train them. Sometimes it's just a coach alone, and we're just teaching them how to get those first couple of sales coming in to show them that they can do it. Mm-hmm. And then from there, yeah, we bring in our own team if they don't have one.
Okay. So when now this, you say sales process, like, does that mean digital? Like, do you build funnels for them as well?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you build funnels for them? Like, do you do anything like
no.
that? Okay. So what does your sales thing, like, what does that, what does that entail for people?
So we are the step after the sales funnel. We mm-hmm. train our people to take the calls from the people who have already been through the funnel
mm-hmm.
and want to have a conversation to decide whether this is the way they want to go or not. And that's really the best of it, because everybody wins in our situation.
Mm-hmm.
The people that schedule the call, our people are trained to, and I fully believe that call is about finding the best solution for that person. It's not about making sure they buy what you have.
Mm.
So they feel that from us. And so they're more comfortable to talk and to open up, because, you know, if you buy from me, great. If you don't, that's okay too. I just want you to succeed. Mm. And that's the vibe that our whole team gives off.
Mm. Mm. So you have trained people as well that you could just plug into their business as well. You know?
Yes, we do.
So typically a person that will come to you is somebody that's kind of generating leads right now. Like they're having some sort of interest already, you know, and at that stage where they're like, okay, what do I say to these people, or where they're going, you know what, I think I don't want to do this alone, or I want to grow beyond this. That's when they come to you.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. It's either the coaches that can have a great free coaching session,
mm-hmm.
but they're afraid to ask for the money.
Mm.
They're afraid it's going to break rapport. They don't know how to lead that conversation into a sale.
Mm.
Or it's people that can do that and have grown to a point that all they do is take calls, send messages, and coach people. They want some of their time back. That's why we got into working online in the first place.
Mm.
So they bring our team on to be able to take those sales calls, and that frees up that time for them to do more of what they want or work on other parts of their business.
Mm. Okay. I like what you do. So you take that very vital part, which is really getting the money. You know,
right.
It's very interesting. I was speaking to a guy just this morning, and he was saying he did not realize before getting into our program that, you know, there was actually an art to getting the money from somebody. You know, and
yes, there is.
Yeah, you know, and you don't know that you don't have it until you either train for it, you know.
right. Or you get tired of banging your head against a wall because mm-hmm. you've done it for so long and just can't get to where you want to go. You go out looking for the right answer.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and the best part about it is it's a skill. So anybody can learn it.
Anybody can learn. Yes. So what about people who want to, they're saying they want to be able to do it for themselves? You know, just want to do it for themselves. Like, do they come to you as well?
Yes. Yeah, yes. We will train them how to do that, help them put together scripts that mesh with their culture and who they are to talk to their specific prospects properly.
Hmm. Okay. So what's your journey like? What led you here to, like to becoming a closer, or building a closing team, or having a business where you're helping people with their with this very vital part of their sales? Like what led to that?
Well, you want the long version or the short version?
Either works.
It just seems like it was the natural progression of things. So I started off in sales, doing door-to-door sales 15 years ago. Loved it. One of the few people that will say I loved door-to-door sales.
I was struggling. Okay.
I did. I fell in love with it. It's great to get out, move about, get up front and personal with people, get to know them and have that kind of conversation. And so, yeah, I would knock on doors, offer a survey to set an appointment to come back later on at night to, you know, do a presentation. And then I would turn this 2-hour presentation into an $8,000 close on an in-home water treatment system. Now, it's a glorified water softener, really all it was. But unfortunately, the company itself started having some integrity issues, so I left there. And so I had about a 3-month break from sales where I had to get back into a semi truck and drive for, you know, a pallet company for a while. And I started getting depressed. No more working with people, sitting in the truck alone all day. It just, I hated it. But I'm a big believer in the law of attraction. Love Bob Proctor, been following him for years. And, you know, that law decided to prove itself to me. My wife and I began talking, you know, I'm in my 40s. And you know, what am I going to do when I can't drive a truck? I'm going to have to find something else to do when I can't drive a truck anymore. I could get in an accident. You get on some medications for like high blood pressure. They'll pull you out of a truck because it's an accident risk. Well, lo and behold, I got into an accident and the universe said, fine, you're not in the truck anymore. And the company let me go for getting in my first ever accident in an 18-wheeler. So while I was trying to figure out where to go, I was looking around online. I've always been entrepreneurial. I've been trying to start businesses for years, wholesale businesses and, you know, this kind of thing. And that led me to finding closing online. And I got involved with a program that's pretty well known. I'm not going to talk about it because I don't want to promote them anymore. But I got involved with that and it opened my eyes to the possibilities. I started closing and I got good at it. I was the top salesman for two Comma Club Award winners by 6 months after I had finished training. And so people started coming to me, other people on the team saying, teach me. How are you selling so much more than me? Help me to do it. So that led me into training. Of course, I value my time. So yes, I'll teach you. It's not going to be for free. They're like, all right, cool, here. I mean, that simple. So I started teaching, brought on a partner who I respected, who, you know, I do more of a B2C close. My partner is very good in the B2B. He closes, you know, 6- and 7-figure deals for a talent scouting agency in the entertainment industry. So I went out, reached out to him and said, hey, here's what I'm doing. I'd like some help. He jumped on. We trained a bunch of people. And that's when we found out that the biggest problem that closers have is finding something to close for. That's where they get stuck. They have this training now. They want to get out and do it, but they can't find anybody that will either trust them with no experience or that has enough leads or a legit offer that they can do anything with. There's so many scams out there that are telling people, come close for me, but first you got to pay me $5,000 for training. And it's just, it's sad. So we decided to start managing teams. Let's go out and find these coaches who trust me. They trust my partner. They know us because they've seen our results. They're willing to trust the people that we've trained, even if they're new, to hop on calls for them. And we tested it out with a couple of people. It started going well and a new business was born.
I love what you do. And I like that you said something very interesting. It's a natural progression of things that has really led you here, you know. And what would be your legacy?
I believe it's going to be the fact that you can start and run a business in sales with integrity. The people will see the genuineness that I and my team have. and leave behind. And we are probably some of the most upfront and honest salespeople in the world. I teach people to do things in sales, and most people be like, no, you're not supposed to do that. And well, yeah, actually you should. It works. Here's why. And yeah, integrity. That's it.
Okay. I love what you do. And I mean, I would personally send the few of our coaches over to you, you know, to really connect with you. And for those who want to work with you, you know, who know people who could use what you do, you know, the sales with integrity, you know, where can they find, like, how can they find you? How can they connect with you?
All right. Well, on Facebook is the easiest way to do so. Mm-hmm. I can always link my profile in the comments or, you know, description of the video, whatever you'd like to do there. Mm-hmm. You can just search Don Stratton Jr. Mm-hmm. I'm right there. I'll pop up. Just look for the fedora. I'd be wearing it today, but I'm traveling, so I don't have it. I'm there. I've got a YouTube channel as well. Mm-hmm. I've got a website, reallifecloser.com. Mm-hmm. However, it's still in progress, being constructed. I paid somebody to design it. We're getting the copy put into it. So if you go there right now, you know, bear with us. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what we've got. You can apply to either have us bring on a team from the website. We have a little, you know, questionnaire to go through, and then, you know, an appointment set up to talk mm-hmm. about it from there. And also to be a closer, you know, if you want to join our team to close, there's an application on the website for that as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for coming today. And it's great to have you.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you.